classless and tasteless are a couple of terms that come to mind when I think of the National Enquirer printing the casket picture of Whitney Houston, Whitney Houston in the casket at her funeral, going back to 1977 when Elvis's picture was put on the cover of the National Enquirer. Obviously different in those days, no internet, no social media, none of that garbage. It makes you wonder why the public is so curious about things like this. Most of us will say, I'm not curious, I don't want to see it, I don't want to look at it. But really, when it comes right down to it, most will. They'll go out and they'll buy that dopey magazine. They'll look at the link on the internet or the Facebook page or the Twitter posting or the whatever to look at Whitney Houston in her coffin. Lots of media reports talk about the $500,000 in jewelry that she was wearing and the type of dress she was wearing, etc., etc. That should all be private family matter. But the National Enquirer will make money, just like they did in 1977 when Elvis died and they put his picture on the front. I'm sure they'll make more because there's a lot more people that read that trashy magazine these days than did in 1977. But nevertheless, the public still has this strange fascination with death and celebrity. And I'm sure when the next celebrity passes on, their picture may be on the front of the cover too. It's up to you, just not to buy it. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.